How many meals are left from that gathering? Zero. That's how fast the food is getting used up and eaten, which is a good sign, but we want to make sure that we're stocking our freezer. If you want to be a part of that meal ministry team, seek out Jeanette Payne. That's this Thursday. Friday on Valentine's Day is the blood drive. Red Cross is going to be here, and that's a significant gathering and goes to a significant cause. If you'd like to be a part of that, I'm going to ask, who's in charge of the blood drive? Cheryl Narver, but I know that Lindy's going to be here. Is Lindy here this morning? Oh, if you'd like to serve or donate, seek out Lindy Young. She can give you more information about that. Then next Monday, not this coming Monday, but Monday, February 17th, the backpack ministry team is going to assemble backpacks in our fellowship hall, and it's going to be at 11 a.m., is that right, Diane? And if you want to be a part of that team to make an impact of giving simple items that can really help someone get through tough days, especially with the weather as it is, seek out Diane and check in with her about that. That's next Monday, February 17th. And then also, there is a food drive that's taking place in the city of Philomath. There is a lot of food insecurity, and we want to be out there on the front lines helping to deliver food to those that are in need. On Saturday, February 22nd, a team from our church is going to travel around the area of the church to place bags onto doors or up on the mat. That team's then going to go back the next Saturday, or a different team, on Saturday, March 1st, to pick up those bags and deliver the food to Philomath Community Services. Last week I announced that. We've already had seven to eight, ten people already say that they could be a part of that. It's just a two-hour time commitment on Saturday, February 22nd, to place the bags out, and then to pick the bags up on Saturday, March 1st, from 9 to 11 a.m. I just shared it out there. If you have an interest in being a part of that initiative, come talk to me. You can also talk to Diane as well. So big happenings in the week ahead to help and support our community. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin our worship service this morning?
Excellent.
Yep. Tables of Peace. Very good. Tables of Peace is another way to kind of get very much involved and get to know the fellow members here at Peace. And the sign-up sheet for Tables of Peace is out in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. Tables of Peace is gatherings of 8 to 10 people from the church over dinner in a casual setting to get to know fellow members at Peace Lutheran Church. And so that's just a great way to get to know others in the church. If you want to find out more information about that, Gene, I'm going to point out Linda Sherman. So Linda, raise your hand. Linda, there we go. Talk to Linda. She's the one in charge of Tables of Peace. Excellent. All right, I think that does it for our announcements. Let's begin. We're going to begin with our opening song, which is a new one for us. The song is called Draw Me Close, and our choir practices this morning, but it's a great song and really asks the Lord to lead us and be near to us. And that's our hope in our worship service today. God's blessings on our worship.